Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Kenya Gibson, the media maven, sitting in for Elizabeth Gearhart.
Are you one of the 2 in 5 Americans wanting to start your own business or already a business owner? Stay tuned. This show is about starting and growing your business. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we learn why and how ordinary people just like you started and grew their businesses, and we also talk about the intellectual property that helps protect your innovations. On the show today, we have Drew Thompson, who's the head coach and educational director at Real Broker. Drew, welcome to the show. Welcome back. You've been here before.
I have. Thanks for having me again, Richard.
And you were just an amazing guest because you were so knowledgeable about artificial intelligence. And I understand that you're deploying that knowledge in a slightly different role now. So you're working for Real Brokerage. You're a trainer and a coach. Tell us a little bit about that role and how AI influences what you do.
So I was thinking about this before I came over here, Kenya. And if I remember our conversation before, Kenya was just sitting there going, Drew, I think AI is taking humanity away from people, right? In so many words.
This is true.
You were asking some really pointed questions.
Oh, thanks.
And they stuck with me because there has to be that human side. We can't just lean on generative artificial intelligence to do things without a human being behind it to drive the combo. So I was running, and I still have it, Consult Drew, which is what I was on here talking about last time. It is an AI consultancy focused on helping accounting and finance partners really use generative artificial intelligence to streamline operations, to sell, to do the things that they shouldn't be doing or that they can do faster, right? If I'm going into a sales meeting, I can throw something into ChatGPT and say, hey, be my coach. Teach me how to say this better. Pretend that you are Sharon. And Sharon is the president of Real Broker. He's an awesome guy. But pretend you're Sharon. Teach me to speak like Sharon. That's the power of Gen AI. But I saw this opportunity. I reached out to Sharon one day with a video message on Instagram while holding my son, Landon, who's 10 months old now. He's adorable. And I said, hey, if there's ever a chance and you need someone to come over who understands artificial intelligence, coaching, and marketing, please, I would love to join you. Because what Sharon is doing and what we've done at Real Broker is created a company that's focused on two things, working hard, being kind. That's it. And the ethos is so different than anything you've seen. And the culture that we've built at Real Broker is changing the industry. When we think of real estate agents, you think of them as like used car salesmen, right? And they're changing that. It's all about being human. So now what I do as their head coach and their head of their education is I'm looking at ways we can teach agents to use generative artificial intelligence, looking at ways we can use geniuses like Ed here to use everything he's done in social and then teach other agents to do the same thing, all from a place of collaboration, not competition.
That's good.
So can you give us some examples of how AI is working its way into the training and the education piece?
Sure. So let's say, for example, I need to create content, right? We all have to create content. And you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, what do I talk about? Now I can open up chat. I can open up Claude. I can open up Llama. I can open up any of these platforms and I can say, I'm a real estate agent. I'm typing and I'm using voice to text because that's an easier way than typing. And I'm saying, hey, I'm a real estate agent. Please, here's my story. Here's my background. Help me come up with 1 to 5 content ideas. Right? And I can apply this to any industry. I'm a realtor. I'm a lawyer. I'm a home inspector. I'm a videographer. I'm a reptile guy. Give me 15 ideas right now that I could then use for content. Make them authentic. So it's like kind of having someone there in your corner with you 24/7.
How do you get the AI to speak in the voice of the person that is creating this content? Because I think that's important, too. You want whatever you're putting out there to ring true.
So the way I would do that, 2 things. One, you talk to the AI like it's a person. And you say, hey, do you understand? Does this make sense? That was a terrible output. Do this again. Make it more human. And then I use this magical word, make it empathetic. It understands how to take empathy and take what you're doing through an empathetic lens.
See, that's why I like having you here, Drew, is because people will use AI to accomplish these things, but I never really thought of telling it to be empathetic and to kind of put that gloss over the content. And so you can instruct it in these ways. What are some other ways that you can direct AI to, well, let's say be more human, because that's where your real objective is. How do we do that? So, you say just be more human?
So I'll give you an example, right? So I was coaching an older real estate agent who had a big team, right? And they're like, Drew, I don't even know how to get in front of the camera. I'm so scared. What am I doing? I said, all right, here's what we're going to do. Let's just open up chat, okay? And we're going to talk to chat and we're going to tell it, I am an older real estate agent. I'm really nervous about what I'm doing right now. I don't know how to market. I barely know how to turn on my phone. So please be gentle. And it knows to be gentle.
That's very scary.
Yeah, it is really scary, actually, now that I think about it. Like, it will then give you an output. It'll say, hey, listen, Kenya, I understand. It's going to be okay. Here's what we're going to do. You want to serve more people, right? Here's what we're going to do. I could tell it to you as positive affirmations to pretend you're Tony Robbins, and it's going to talk to you the way Tony Robbins would talk to you. Mm. Guys, I don't know about you, but if that doesn't change the game in life, what do we even need therapists for? And I mean, we do. I mean, I have a great therapist.
Yeah, I don't think the need for therapists is ever going to leave us. Anymore, okay? But
right, right.
But can you guys, like, what's your take on that? What's your take on now I have somebody who's in my corner 24/7 with no judgment and who can answer faster than any human ever could?
Might replace your spouse with less, right?
Well, you can do that, though. You can get an AI spouse, right? A partner, absolutely. It's anything.
So you'll be really proud of me. Since we've had the conversation last, I have graduated a bit in terms of my use of AI and some of my content strategy for my podcast, just because I'm a bit of a one-woman show and I needed some help. But getting back to the real estate piece of all of this, right, I'm really interested, outside of just the content piece, how real estate agents can use AI. And, like, are there consumer-facing benefits to AI in that user experience when I'm, like, looking for real estate?
Like AI helping you find a house?
Correct.
Well, yeah, they've been doing that for a long time.
Okay.
So Zillow will populate a list of homes, and that'll use an artificial intelligence, not generative artificial intelligence is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's going to use a form of AI to give you preferences to see your house.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
It does, but, like, has there been any evolution in that? Because I feel like Zillow's been kind of been around for a while. Like, is there a newer model when it comes to AI? Like, can I speak into an app and say, I'm looking for this specific house? Like, can I use AI from a voice perspective to describe my dream home?
Sounds like a patentable idea to me.
Right.
I think we should write that one up.
I think that's a really cool idea.
Okay. So, like, I could just, that's why the show is here.
Right?
Yeah.
You could just say, hey, listen, I want a 5-bedroom, 6-bath house. I want it to have 20-foot ceilings. I want it to have a movie theater.
Yeah.
Quartzite countertops.
In this area for this price.
Yeah. So if I use ChatGPT, so here's
you don't
want to
break the computer,
no,
right?
You got my mind thinking. If I go into ChatGPT, they have GPTs, which are partnered with Zillow, with Kayak, Trulia. Mm-hmm. So I can tell it what I'm looking for, and then it'll use an open API, so they're layered and connected technology-wise, and now it'll pull out results for me.
Got it.
That's the beginning part of this.
Okay.
Well, another place where I see AI could be helpful in the real estate biz is if you have questions about the documentation, the loan documentation that you need, because you can ask it questions like, okay, how do I fill out a mortgage application? What documentation do I need? And it'll give you a list of documents or a list of things that is probably 90% correct, right? And so instead of trying to figure that out yourself or studying the form, it can help you pull information together. It can answer questions like, well, what's the difference between this kind of interest rate and APR and fixed rate and all of those things? It can answer questions for you pretty easily without actually having to go to different websites, right, and kind of skim through them to find the answer to the question that may be halfway through the website, right?
Yeah. Will it tell you the market conditions and, like, when it's a good time to buy a house?
Sure, but then you have to turn around and go and do that research yourself to make sure it's all correct.
Mm-hmm.
These systems may have an inherent bias. They're trained on the data that has been SEO certified to be top of a search ranking. So you have to go back and say, okay,
and
yes,
verify.
That's true.
Correct. You got it.
Correct.
Got
for
it.
Now, at
yeah.
least.
It gets you in the ballpark. Right.
So what are you going to say if I tell you, Richard, a true confession here? I use AI to write all of my contracts. I say, pretend you're a Harvard-educated attorney, right? You did a JD at Harvard, and you got your MBA from Cornell. So I'm being very specific, okay? You summer in the Hamptons, right? And then I'm just joking. Anyway, but, and then I say, write this contract. I need this to be succinct. I need it to do X, Y, or Z. And then it writes me a full legal contract.
I can see where that would be an aid. It could be a good starting point, but you still need somebody to bring in the experience piece, and I don't think AI is there for that yet.
Mm-hmm.
So just to give an example, we once had a client that did homegrown contracts. Now, he didn't use AI, but he took contracts that he found from the internet, And he just kind of put something together himself without spending the money to have a lawyer do that. Now, mm-hmm. I can understand why an entrepreneur might want to save $500 or $700 to not have to have a lawyer review a contract, but he just put together what he thought made sense. Well, it turns out he had to go and enforce the contract one time in court, and he's spending $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 just to keep the case from getting dismissed because mm-hmm. there were so many holes in the contract mm-hmm. that it could be challenged from the other side. Mm-hmm. He used this contract for years, so it's not important till it's important. And he saved $500, but now he's going to enforce the contract. He's spending thousands. We've used AI to help us with contract drafting, for sure. But you have to also have the experience. And then you have to be able to connect what the client is doing to the real-world situation.
So you still need a human.
Still need a human.
I think you always will. Because what I heard you say is that the contract can be great on paper. But then do you know how to defend each one of these clauses? Do you know how this connects to actual case law that is going to make a difference?
Absolutely.
Do you know how to negotiate?
Right. So the question is, how much risk do you want to take? And what is the cost if something blows up? So that's always going to factor in, at least for the foreseeable future, at least until I retire. So
can I take a slight left turn?
Sure.
My wife and I did a date night. It's amazing. We haven't done a date night in like 5 months mm-hmm. with the three kids.
I thought you were going to say 5 years. I'm like, how are you
5 years?
Married?
No. Five months. Okay, 5 months. Okay. So we did a date night and we're sitting at dinner. And I'm realizing, looking at my wife going, we've known each other for like 10 years. What do I not know about this person? How do I keep conversation going? Pulled out my phone. I pulled out chat. And while she's over here ordering her drink, I said, hey, pretend you are a marriage therapist who is great at interpersonal communications. I've been with my wife about 10 years. Here's what I want you to do. Give me a list of 15 questions that will inspire conversation. Make them really personal. And there it gave me 10 questions. Or like 50 questions. And so I went back and I started reading them. Like one of them was like, what's one fun thing that we don't do anymore that we used to do?
Mm-hmm.
So what it did was it gave this door that just opened up for us to get out of our own way and have a real conversation.
So like, did she know that you used
AI?
Oh,
I was holding it in front of her. Because then I would go like this. I would say, hey, Kenya, your turn.
Did she find
turn.
That romantic? Or?
Okay, I might have taken the room. Guys, I've got three kids. There's nothing romantic in my life at all. But I was able to I gave it to her. Now you asked me a question. Mm-hmm. And this started really just, the conversation became so organic. And it was like we reignited a fire that, I'm not going to say it's out, but yeah. We got kids. Life is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's such an awesome use of AI.
That's a good tool and a good trick.
Right? Does that make you like it a little more?
But see, you had to be creative to ask that question in the first place. AI is a tool, but it still depends on the person who's using it.
But it's just imagining that you have a genie who can answer any question at any time right there in your pocket.
Passage to Profit. I'm Richard Gerhart, and we have Kenya Gibson with us today, co-hosting, and Drew Thompson, who's the head coach and educational director at Real Broker, back right after this.
Have you considered getting life insurance, but you smoke? And you've been told more than once that you need to pay smoker rates, and those rates are too expensive for you? Are you between the ages of 40 and 70? Now, you can call our special toll-free number at the Term Lifeline and learn how to qualify for a life insurance policy at non-smoker rates. That's right. Now you can get a life insurance policy, even if you're a smoker, at non-smoker rates. You can save significantly on a life insurance policy. Call right now. Ask our specialist how you can qualify for non-smoker life insurance rates, even if you are a smoker. We'll shop all the top life insurance companies and provide you rates that you can afford. Call now and ask our agents how you can qualify for non-smoker life insurance rates.
800-565-2430. 800-565-2430. 800-565-2430. That's 800-565-2430.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, my air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it. Jeff, a customer, wrote, my air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost. Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, my heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one. Lisa, a customer, wrote, my heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost. For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-255-4940. 800-255-4940. 800-255-4940. That's 800-255-4940.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And we have Kenya Gibson with us today, co-hosting, and Drew Thompson, who is famous for being a childhood actor, All My Children. Drew, you were talking during the break that you had a story that you wanted to share with us, so we want to hear it.
So I wasn't All My Children as a kid. Mm-hmm. I had to do my first on-screen kiss. My first on-screen kiss. And I didn't know who it was going to be with. So I remember getting there. I walk in and I go up to my dressing room. I'm seeing people. Josh Duhamel's there giving high fives to people. And I'm sitting there in makeup. And who's sitting next to me? But Amanda Seyfried. So I knew who she was because I'd just seen Mean Girls. So I asked the makeup artist. I'm like, why is she here today? Oh, she's doing a screen test with somebody. I'm like, cool. That guy's lucky. So then I remember I get called up to blocking. So I go up there. Who's standing there? Amanda Seyfried. So now I am this prepubescent boy. I'm 19, 18, 17. I'm still young, right? And I'm like, I get to do my first on-screen kiss with Amanda Seyfried. My mouth felt like it was just full of cotton balls. You know that feeling like when you can't talk? Mm-hmm. So here I come and I deliver this line and then pull into a slow kiss. And I remember I get stuck right there in front.
Oh, no.
And the director goes, are you going to kiss the girl? And I was like, uh-huh, uh-huh. So then I go back down to my dressing room and I'm like, I'm getting emotional thinking about it. I'm like crying. I'm like, my career's over. Then I see Josh, right? Josh Duhamel, the successful actor. And he texts me and he pulls me into his dressing room and we just start watching videos and laughing. What I didn't know is what he was doing was my brain was being hacked. Right, being filled with these feel-good hormones and these feel-good mm-hmm, chemicals. Mm-hmm. And by the time we had finished laughing for like 30 seconds, which is a long time to laugh,
yeah,
I walked back out, walked back up to the set now to do the test, mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, I gave her the best kiss of her life. She still looks and she goes, why didn't I go with Drew Thompson over Marky Mark? Moral of the story is this. If you find yourself walking into something that's scary, it's overwhelming, it's too hard to do, you know mm-hmm. what? Laugh. Life is way too short not to laugh, and you're hacking your brain. There's my child actor infamous funny laughing story.
That's funny. So had you had never kissed a girl before that or just on screen?
Oh, no, just
So it kind of provides an interesting contrast here because on the one hand, we're talking about your career as an artist, as a mm-hmm. performing artist, and on the other hand, we're talking about AI. And, of course, right now, there are a lot of discussions about AI and creators.
I think in the next couple of years with this prevalence and push in AI and the creative, that the people who can say, I created this without technology, people are going to lean into that. Mm-hmm. This is a show produced without technology. It's humans doing human work. That is what's going to be in demand.
Drew, where can people find you and reach you to talk about AI or real estate?
Awesome. So I have a new podcast that is launching at the beginning of next month called Work Smarter and Harder because no one wants to work smart and not hard. You can find me at consultdrew.com. You can find me at Instagram, the Drew Thompson. And yeah, that's the best way to get home.
Good.
Well, I want to work smarter and harder. I'm going to listen to your podcast. I can hardly wait for it to come out. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 31 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinators Alicia Morrissey and Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.